You are about to listen to the undiluted word of God, taught by Pastor Chidiebere Nwokocha, Senior Pastor of Kingdom Disciples Assembly, a man known for his strong passion for leadership, growth, and kingdom discipleship. Listen and be impacted.
The title of this morning's sermon is Before You Make That New Year Resolution. Tell your neighbor, before you make that New Year resolution. So just take it there. You know, today is our 30th, and tomorrow is 31st. And in less than, how many hours? 30 something hours, right? We enter the new year. And I know in my heart, some people have started going through the annual ritual. Why do I call it annual ritual? You know, as the year is coming to an end, a lot of people say, oh, they're going to make resolution. As I enter this year, I will not do this, I will do this, I will accomplish this. And for some people, before January 15th, they have forgotten the New Year resolution. Some will even try, before half year, another set have forgotten whatever thing that they planned to accomplish. And as we approach the end of year like this, a lot of people are full of regret. That's when some people remember, this year, I had a New Year resolution. Because it's time to make yet another New Year resolution. So they are remembering that, early this year, I started out with A, B, C, D, and it was not accomplished. But I said, before you make that New Year resolution, just listen and let us look at some things that we need to do. Praise the Lord. And the key passage I'm going to use is from Luke 14, verses 27 to 33. And I read, Luke 14, 27 to 33. And I read, praise the Lord. And whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counted the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it? Lift happily after he had laid the foundation and is not able to finish it. All that behold it begin to mock him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. Or what king going to make war against another king sitteth not down first and consulted whether he be able with 10,000 to meet him that cometh against him with 20,000. Or else, while the other is yet a great way off, he sendeth an ambassage and desire conditions of peace. So likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. Praise the Lord. Here our Lord gave us maybe like a parable, analogy, that nobody goes to build a house without first of all getting an architect to draw the house, right? And after the architect has drawn the house, he will bring the quantity surveyor to give him the cost of building the house. Praise the Lord. And this will give him an idea of how much it will cost him to build the house. And he will be able to estimate whether he's able to start and finish the house, lest he will have laid the foundation and is not able to finish the house, and people begin to mock him that he started this house, but he's not able to finish it. Praise the Lord. Many a times, children of God, as the year comes to an end, and a new year is about to begin, they come up with all kinds of resolutions. Sometimes, the resolutions that we come up with, we don't think through it. They are sometimes what I call feel-good resolutions. I feel like I want to achieve this year. You write it down, and you've not put a thought process through it. If I said this year, no more smoking, what is it going to take for me to stop smoking? If I said this coming year, no more womanizing, what will it take for me to stop womanizing? If I said this coming year, no more bad life, what will it cost? If I said this year, I am going to walk with the Almighty God, what will it cost? Because Jesus was talking about the disciple. If he said, I'm going to be my disciple, then you have to be ready to carry your cross and follow me. Carrying the cross of Jesus Christ takes a lot. So if I'm going to plan to achieve A, B, C, D in 2019, have I really started to think through the process and to understand what it will cost me? Because it is in the understanding of what it will cost you that will help you to take a firm decision whether to go ahead or not. Praise the Lord. And that brings me to, what is a resolution? A resolution is a firm determination to accomplish a purpose by taking a course of action. It is a resolve to never give up, to never quit, and the determination to stop at nothing to fulfill your God-given purpose. Another definition says, it is a firm decision to do something. The quality of being determined and resolute. So it is not just planning on what you do. It is also sitting down, thinking of what it will take you to accomplish what you want to achieve in the year 2019. Why is that mic? I want to do something. Why is that mic? Ushers. I want to pass the mic around to people. Tell me what you want to accomplish in 2019. What do you want God to do for you? Where do you want to be by this time next year? God keeping all of us alive. Praise the Lord. We will gather here by this time next year. What do you want God to do for you? Where do you want to be? I need volunteers. One on this side, one on this side, one on this side. I need bold guys and bold ladies. Oh, yes, I see a hand there.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Please, I want God to help me to be in school by next year.
You want God to help you to be in school by next year?
Yes,
let's clap for Jesus. Okay. Is there another person there? This side. I need a hand here. Okay.
Praise God. I want God to help me, my music career, take me far abroad.
Okay, God should take you far abroad in your music career. We will not lose you. You go and come back. Praise the Lord. Let's clap for Jesus. Another person on that side. Give her. Okay.
Praise the Lord, church.
Hallelujah.
By next year, I want God to excel me. To make me excel.
You want to excel?
Yeah.
Okay. Excelling is very broad. You need to break it down. Excel in what area? But let's hear from him. Financially. Be specific.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I actually embark on a building project. And
okay.
I will want God to help me to complete,
it. You want God to, exactly this sermon is for you. The building project. Praise the Lord. Now, you see, these are resolutions. But one thing we understand from the definition of resolution, I said there is a firm determination. You can have a resolution, but how determined are you to accomplishing it? Praise the Lord. He said a firm decision to do something, the quality of being determined and resolute. A resolve never to give up. To never quit. Praise the Lord. Now, if you want to be in school next year, what are the preparations you are putting on ground right now? Praise the Lord. Are you studying very hard? Have you decided that, okay, maybe last year I put in 5 hours or 4 hours every day to study. This year I am going to increase it to, let's say, 7. Praise the Lord. Have you determined that last year or this year I read 2 books maybe in a month? This year I'm going to read more on that topic to understand it. Because if you don't really sit down and plan and determine what to do, it just be a mere wishful thinking. There must be some factors, what I call success factors, some criteria that you have to determine that will help you to achieve all this. God being on our side. Are you with me? For the body that wants to advance in music career, have you started laying the foundation for that? Do you pray? Do you ask for God, the Son, that will shake the world? You know, to want to go and minister abroad and come back means you are saying, God, I want to stop, not only be a local music artist, I want to be an international music artist. That means you must have a song that will have an international appeal. God, are you with me? So the songs that God is giving you, is it because if you are singing, let's say, in Calabar language only, praise our Bible language only, it might not have an international appeal. You understand me? So you need to start thinking, okay, what song will make somebody in U.S. to invite me to come and minister? And you will not be resolved to spend time, because such songs don't come in the beer parlor. No, it doesn't go to beer parlor. Just give an example. Praise the Lord. Some they don't come when you are eating 10 times a day. They come when you spend time in the presence of God, and He will give you that song that will introduce you to the world. I prophesy into your life that the Almighty God will give you the song that will introduce to the world in the name of Jesus. And for my sister that wants to go to school, I prophesy and I speak into your life that by this time next year, you will be in school in the name of Jesus. Then you want to excel in financial, you want to have financial excellence. Have you sat down to look at the nature of your income? Have you sat down to check whether you have multiple streams of income? Praise the Lord. And what are the plans to begin to have different sources of revenue? Because you're going to have financial independence. You're going to have different sources of what? Revenue. Then have you also looked at the way you spend? And said, this coming year, I will not be spendthrift. I will not be frivolous in my spending. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm going to be very committed in A, B, C, D. It's going to cost you something. For my brother that is building, praise the Lord. Have I said the script this today? Someone is for you. He said, no man goes to build without counting the cost. Have you said and said, God, I want to accomplish this building. I need A, B, C, D. Because now you've done the cost of that building. You can now go to God and say, God, this is what it will take to accomplish this building. Help me. And you begin to plan towards it. Praise the Lord. So as the year comes to an end, many will begin to make New Year resolutions. But before we even go into that, I said, before you make that new resolution, can we even pause and review what we have done this year? Can we review our activities this year? Can anybody do self-assessment? You know, sometimes some people want to live a life, what I call a life of illusion. Let's pretend this year didn't even happen. and make New Year resolution for 2019, right? It doesn't work like that. Can you do a self audit of your life from January to now? From January to now. And can you assess your life physically, materially? Can you assess your life spiritually? I always say here, nothing takes place in the physical realm without first of all taking place in the spiritual realm. Praise the Lord. Can you take a stock of the emotional state? What is your relationship with Jesus? When you look back 2018, how did you live your life? 1 Corinthians 10:12. 1 Corinthians 10:12. He said, wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take it lest he fall. Praise the Lord. Then 2 Corinthians 13:5-6. I'm going to say it to them together. 2 Corinthians 13:5-6. Examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobate. But I told that ye shall know that we are not reprobate. Praise the Lord. Keep in here, examine yourself. This period calls for a period of self-examination. If somebody failed an exam, and he did not sit down to say, which ones did I fail, and keep reading the same topic he read before he failed the exam, keep doing the same thing that he did, is there any likelihood he will pass the next exam? Is that rare? So you need to sit and say, why didn't I pass the exam? Why did I fail? Did I read out of point? Did I not read the right textbooks? Did I not go for the right lessons? Was I not taught very well? What went wrong? And then have a determination, because you've examined yourself, to say, okay, these are the areas I need to make amends to enable me to succeed. Praise the Lord. What vision did you set for yourself at the beginning of this year? What obstacles did you face? What challenges did you encounter? Praise the Lord. And the most important thing, what are the lessons learned? You see, if you go through a situation and you didn't learn anything, there is a higher likelihood that you will make that mistake again. But I always say from here that when you go through a challenge in life, until you learn the lesson, you remain there. And the moment you learn the lesson, you will not spend a second in that situation. I want us, people in the house, to use this period to reflect. What have we set out to do in 2018? What did we accomplish? What did we not accomplish? Praise the Lord. What were the obstacles? Where were the challenges? You know, sometimes when we are going through challenges, we tend to blame God and not ourselves. Some people will blame everybody for their not accomplishing their 2018 vision for themselves. But if you are true to yourself, then you are your way out of coming out of that problem. You cannot expect to fold your hand from January to October, sleep all through the day, not doing anything, and between October and December, you want to go back to your village with a brand new Jeep, then you must be a Yahoo Yahoo boss. Or Yahoo Yahoo gear. That's not here. Praise the Lord. I'm not saying miracles don't happen. Praise the Lord. But God does not reward unfaithfulness. God does not reward what? Laziness. I remember one of the scriptures, is it Proverbs 9? It's a long time. And you said, go to the ant, thou sluggard. Consider his ways. And be what? And be what? He said, go to the ant, thou sluggard. Consider his ways and do what? And be wise. Ants, tiny animals. They know that when rainy season comes, there's wahala for them. Rain will fill everywhere. Dry season, you see them. If you go underground, you see they are one of the best architects. How many people know that here? Oh, go and study about the ant here. You know, they design their colonies. They have king, they have queen, they have workers. They have storehouses. So you see them crawling, carrying a piece of bread. You think, I also see them. No. They are planning for the rainy day. The ants will go out, pick all these things, store in their storehouse. They are well organized, like a military. Praise the Lord. And the Bible says, go to the ant and study the ant and be wise. You cannot plan to be wealthy by this time next year or in the course of 2019 and you don't have any plan. So by even entering the new year without any plan, that will end up, for those that even have, I don't have anything to back it up. That is wishful thinking. Praise the Lord. The next thing I want us to look at is making a new year resolution. Making a new year resolution. And the first thing I want to say here is that no matter any decision that you make, if it is outside the Lord, it will not stand. If it is outside the will of God for your life, it will not work as a child of God. Praise the Lord. The first thing is to trust God with all your heart. I want to trust God that in 2019, I'm going to excel. I'm going to trust God with all my heart that in 2019, that the world will hear of this ministry. I'm trusting the Almighty God that in 2019, that the world will hear of you. I'm believing in God that in 2019, that you will excel. I'm trusting God in 2019, that you will accomplish that which you are purposed to accomplish. You have to trust in God absolutely. But that is where the work is. Praise the Lord. Proverbs 3, 5 to 10. Proverbs 3, 5 to 10. It says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel, and marrow to thy bone. Honor the Lord with thy substance, and with the first fruits of all thy increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Key thing I want to bring out here is the first one is trust in the Lord. Have absolute faith in God. You know, if you are wavering in your faith, Bible says, a double-minded man will not get anything from the Almighty God. Praise the Lord. You need to first of all say, Lord, I am trusting you absolutely in this area. I'm getting admission next year. I know my God will do it. That's the first step. You're saying, God, I don't know how to go about it, but I'm putting my trust in you concerning this area. Oh, 2019, I'm getting married. I don't know how, but I'm holding on to my God because my life is in His hands. Praise the Lord. Do I have a witness in the house? I'm happily married. I was prophesying the life of somebody and you missed it. 2019, somebody here will get married in the name of Jesus. You know, in 7 months as a new minister, we've had 2 weddings. 2 family units have been established. And the wedding bells will ring next year in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. The next one, it says, lean not unto thy own understanding. Let me explain this. You can have all the best plans in this world. Praise the Lord. But if it is not God backed up, it will be a waste of time. Because it is that God has a plan for each and every one of us. And let's say if the plan of God for you is to travel to Aba. I don't want to use yours because some people not shout amen. Somebody wants to go to Aba. And you want to go to Maiduguri. You see, God's purpose for you is in Aba. And from what you are seeing and your actions, you want to go to Maiduguri. Two extreme ends. Praise the Lord. You see, I'm going to have a lot of challenges because that is not God's plan for you. You are depending on your own understanding. You've not gone to consult your maker. The one who has your life in your hand, in his hand. To say, Lord, what is your plan? What is your will for me in this coming year? Praise the Lord. Because we tend to lean on our own understanding. He says, in all our ways, acknowledge him. What is he saying? That in all your planning to build a house, talk to God. I had an experience sometime this year. You know, there was something I was doing with my wife, and I went to the people. They said, no, if you don't pay up to this, we are canceling the whole thing, blah, 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 blah. It was a big amount of money. I told them I would do it in 2 months. Praise the Lord. And I said it, the guy said, how? That I said, my God would do it. When I came, my wife said, it's not in 2 months. I said, yes. How? He said, I don't know. God will do it. She's here. And in less than 2 months, the phone came, and I was able to pay. When I said, I had no doubt in my spirit that God would do it. You know, somebody once here said, when you say you have faith in God and you have a plan B, your faith is fake. Praise the Lord. He said, I have faith. Oh, I trust in the Lord with all my heart. You know, some people will come to church on Sunday. After crying in church, lifting up holy hands, going on the floor, crying, you know, manifesting. In the night, they will go to Babalawo's place in case Jesus fails them. They want to have a backup plan. Some people even in church, we have things tied to their waist, you know, in case Jesus fails. And I wonder what you're doing in church. We had an anointing service in those days, one of those services. And one girl, the Holy Spirit just exposed her and everything. And we took her upstairs. I said, you're holding something. And suddenly, behold, she had charm tied on her waist. I said, remove it. She said, she doesn't want to be delivered. Remove it. She refused. But why are you in church then? Are you coming to test the powers of God? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not on thy own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. Consult him. God, yes, I want to build this house. What do I do? God, I want to minister abroad. Help me. Let me tell you. You know, his ways are not our ways. You have to listen to me. You may say, God, I want to minister abroad. And somebody will invite you to one village. In, what's the other village we always usually use? Secretary? To come and minister. You know, God's ways are not our ways. Sometimes he wants to take you up. He will take you down first. He was taking Joseph to the palace. He took him down to the pit. Because it was in the pit that he was able to find his route to the palace. So he may invite you to a minister in cemetery in one crusade by four people. And there he has positioned somebody who happened to come back from abroad to be in that crusade. Are you listening to me, Gabby? And Gabby may say, yeah, no, Gabby will not say that. Shepherd, they didn't even invite me to a big church to minister. But in obedience, he said, God, he said, go. And he goes there. And as he begins to sing, somebody who has a link to take him abroad is sitting there in that small crowd. Then after the time, he said, my brother, the Holy Spirit told me that you are not supposed to be here. You need to minister abroad. and he will connect. You know, I have a name for God. What is it? Divine orchestrator. The way and the manner he will do it, you don't even understand. You have to acknowledge him. You need to listen to him. And he will now direct what? Your path. Praise the Lord. So develop an unshakable trust in God with all your heart. Do not put your trust in people. You know, the mistake that we make is that when we make our plans for the future, sometimes we plan it with people. Hey, I'm believing my uncle. The moment you put your uncle before God first, put your uncle first before God, from a heaven, they will set the exam to make sure that your uncle will disappoint you, that you wonder why the man hates you. It's nothing because he has been programmed. Because you remove God in the equation and put your uncle. So your uncle must fail for you to look up to him. Praise the Lord. Do not put your trust in your finance or your ability. Some people say, oh, I'm going to do this because there's no account, the money is there. Do you know something can happen and all the money is gone? You don't even need to fall sick for them to spend the money on it. You know, somebody was kidnapped some few days ago around Four Points Hotel. How many people read that story? Please be careful. He said they kidnapped her. She was walking towards her bus stop. A car parked somewhere on the other side of the road. Two other guys were doing, I think, doing something. And as she was passing, one pushed her a bit and her back fell. As she bent to pick it up, the other one came with a gun and put point and said, walk straight to that car. They took her to the car. And they were driving within Victoria Island for hours. And they were calling the Baba and they've gotten the person. They wanted to start cutting her up. But she was praying to God. And Baba decided to speak with her. And when Baba spoke with her, the Baba they were calling, he said, no, you don't cause me problem. I reject her. People shouldn't touch her. And that's how they now decided to now rob her. Took her pin, took her number, transferred all the money in her account, wired it out, pam, used ATM to call the money, and pushed her out of the car. And they said the previous week, that same spot, I don't know the spot is here, they found a dead body. That means the person that needed the body part or whatever was within this vicinity. God will roast them in Jesus' name, except they repent. You know, spiritual cleansing is just, it's getting out of hand in this country. They said they cleared all her money. Praise the Lord. A few days ago, in the U.S., they arrested one Nigerian, Oyibo Nigerian, for one night boy. How many people know that story? It's a 7-year-old man. He has joined the Yahoo boys abroad. He's from U.S. He's operating. He said he's a Nigerian prince. So he's duping people. Oh, Nigerians are trying. They've spotted for one night. And Oyibo is now using it. I can't go laughing that they said this cause. So we have spotted something. Oyibo man now master, he was not calling a Nigerian prince. He was duping people. And people will think he's Nigerian. So giving Nigeria a bad name. You can plan with all the money you have. But something can go wrong. And the money will not be there. And that is why it is important to plan what with God. You must put your faith in God. Job 13:15. Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. But I will maintain my own ways before him. Though he slay me, I will still do what? Trust him. That is the first thing that we must, as we plan our New Year resolution, first thing is to trust in God. Absolutely. Lord, I'm handing over year 2019 into your hands. That's the first thing. I'm not looking at any man. I'm not looking at my career. I'm not looking at my finances. I'm not looking at my friends, my parents, anybody. Lord, it is you that I'm committing 2019 into your hands, Lord. And let me tell you one thing. Anything that is put into the hands of God can never go wrong. If he allows it to happen, it is for your own good. Trust me. Praise the Lord. The second thing that we need to learn Be resolved in your heart to do the will of God. This is where Jesus was saying, if you're going to be my disciple, you have to carry your cross. When you're saying, Lord, I'm handing over 2019 into your hand. And the Lord says, this is a very bad example. Maybe a lady say, shave off all your hair this year. Don't wear long hair. Just have a look of cut it. I said, Lord, I've never cut my hair before. Praise the Lord. And maybe you're looking for that husband. And you have been saying, I've been dressing very well. And the Lord said, cut your hair. Maybe the man they have programmed to marry you. He's looking for a woman who has lotus. No earring. You have painted yourself all these years. What has happened? Nothing. You wore long dread and the Lord says, cut your hair. Does it make sense? That is the way God works. We must get to the point to say, I have resolved to do whatever he tells me to do. They told Mary, we have run out of wine in the wedding. He said, but Jesus is around now. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. That is where the problem is. Some of us want to do with the will of God, but when he tells us what to do, we are quick to ignore or to disobey God. And I believe this year, nobody here will behave like that in the name of Jesus. You have to resolve in your heart to do the will of God. You need to seek him and know and do his will. Matthew 6:10 says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in what? Heaven. When you resolve to do the will of God, you are faster to accomplishing what's your purpose in life. But sometimes, what he will tell you to do might not make sense. Oh, the wine is finished. Go and bring water. And I can imagine someone saying, this is not fair. Now what for you? We said there is no wine. He said, go and bring water. He says, I feel it. And people are carrying wine. How are they spent, you know? They said, we should just bring wine. Go and bring water. I'm bringing water. Do packing it. He said, We said, well, there is no. He said, go and bring us more, wine from somewhere. He said, go and bring water. Did it make sense? Joshua, you have to take Jericho. Praise the Lord. Are you the captain of the host of heaven? Are you for us? Are you against us? He said, remove your shoe where you stand is holy. Now receive the battle plan. Every day, with the singers, march around the city of Jericho. Praise the Lord. On the seventh day, march around the seven times and blow the trumpet. Is that the military strategy? Does it make sense? It doesn't make sense. That is the way God works. Because if you can figure out God, then you don't need God. If you can figure it from beginning to the end, the way you don't need God then. So whatever he tells you to do in 2019, do it. Praise the Lord. Why do I have to do whatever he tells me? Jeremiah 29:11. Just follow me. Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. To give you an expected what? End. My plans for you are plans of good and not of evil. I have plans only for you. Allow me to show you where I'm taking you to. Allow me to bring you into that purpose where I have created you. Allow me to take you where I'm taking you because I know the best for you. Some of us don't even know what we need. Praise the Lord. Romans 12:2. He said, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You have to walk according to the will of God. Praise the Lord. Resolve in your heart to do the will of God. Even if it doesn't make sense. Praise the Lord. Even if it doesn't what? Make sense. Another example I want to give you. Maybe you woke up in the morning. You live in Surulere. I'm just giving an example. You walk in VI. And every day you follow Surulere to CMS in the shortest route, right? And that morning you wake up, God said, go through Yibo, enter third mainland, and come to Bia. Does it make sense? That is a longer route. You might even have more traffic. But you know you hear the voice of God. You know you heard God clearly. It could be that they have set up one accident somewhere along that other route, so I follow every day. And God says, my son, my daughter, go here. Even when it doesn't make sense, please listen and do the will of God. The next thing about setting the new resolution is be resolved to do the will of God in your life. One is to know it. One is to do. There are two different things. I'm talking about knowing. The other one is to now be determined to do. You can know and decide not to obey. And you can know and you decide to do what? Do it. Praise the Lord. Luke 11, 27 to 28. And it came to pass, as he spake these things, a certain woman of the company lifted up her voice and said unto him, blessed is the womb that bare thee, and the paps which thou hast sucked. But he said, yea, rather blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. You know, Jesus was teaching. And the woman was so amazed, they started praying, no praise singers. Time, this Jesus. Ah, I thank God for the day when they gave birth to you, your mom. Ah, I thank God that. Just say, please, stop it. Only those who hear this word and do it are the ones who are blessed. We have resolved that here, we're going to put God first in everything that we do. How many people are doing it? How many people hear the word and the word has changed their life? That's why I was so happy about the first testimony. He said, I've been coming and my life and my Christian walk has changed. By the time we get to 2019, how many people have said, this year I will grow spiritually? You know, we are all equating progress to material things. Nothing is wrong with having material things. But God would rather have you. That's what that Jesus was saying, telling that woman. Those that hear and do. Let us not just be hearers of the word only, but let us not be what? Doers of the word. 1 John 2:17. And the word passed away, and the Lord thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth what? Forever. You want to accomplish your goals in 2019. You seek to know the will of God, right? First of all, you trust God with all your heart. You seek to know his will. Then you are determined to do what? His will. You must be determined to do it. If not, you can sit down, draw up your own plan. As you are planning, going towards Medugri, God is doing his own, going towards us back. And when you finish, end of the year, you say, hey, I gave you all this. You know, some people give God a shopping list. I gave you the shopping list. I don't think this for back. I couldn't find anything. But God said, did you ask me in which shop to shop? You gave me a list and left. Praise the Lord. Did you ask me, what do I want for you? When you go to Father Christmas, praise the Lord, even though, you know, in abroad, they wish, they make their wish according to their stories. The Christmas praise is that they make wish. And, but if you visit a Father Christmas where he is, he will put his hand in his what and give you. Whatever he gives you is what you take, right? He said, I am the Father. I know my way for you. I know my purpose for you. Praise the Lord. Trust me, and I will lead you to that path of righteousness. Praise the Lord. Matthew 7:21 said, not everyone that said unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. As you plan, as you trust God, praise the Lord, as you seek to know his will, as you do his will, you enter into that with God. And purpose for you. Praise the Lord. Reading the word of God gives you spiritual insight, direction, and godly wisdom. God's word brings light into darkness. God's word gives what? Direction. We must determine to spend time in his presence. Spend time in the place of studying the word of God. And that takes me to the next point. Before you make that New Year resolution, spend time in prayer to receive that God-given vision and purpose. You know why a lot of people don't accomplish much is that They have their own vision. Eh? But they did not receive it from God. They're two different things. When you have a vision that is from God, it's a lot easier to accomplish what God wants you to accomplish. Habakkuk 2:1-3. He said, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower. And we want to see what he will say unto me. And I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tablets, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. I can preach a whole 1 month sermon on this. I've done it before. But I'm going to just give a summary. He said, I will stand upon my watch. Habakkuk was in the place of what? Prayer. Where was he? In the place of prayer. He set me upon a tower, a high place. Habakkuk went there. He was praying. I think God, give me the vision. Give me the vision. Give me the vision. Praise the Lord. Some of them just carry paper and say, this year, I won't do this. I won't do this. As they finish, they forgot where the paper they wrote it. So tell you how your vision is. If you've not written a special book to write it down, trust me, you forget where you wrote it. Habakkuk was in the place of prayer. We need to spend time. Don't be in a hurry to make any new resolution. Go to the place of prayer. If you need to spend 1 week, 2 days, 3 days, a day, and say, Lord, please this year, I don't want to enter in my own strength. I don't want to enter this year in my own understanding. Help me. Give me a direction. Praise the Lord. And look at what Habakkuk said. He said, and we want to see what he will say to me. It means he was praying and he was also listening. Some of us go to God in prayer. Lord, 2019, I want a car. I want a house. I want a wife. I want this. I want this. A good job. I want to be seen all over the place. I want to go to the village in Christ and I'll praise them. As you have finished the prayer, before God will say, my son, the person has dropped the list and run away. Prayer is talking with God, right? It's a two-way thing. It's a communication. You talk to God, you wait to do what? Receive from God. Until you have heard from him, the prayer is not complete, right? And I can imagine the frustration of Habakkuk. As he was talking, God was initially quiet. He said, and we watch to see what he will say to me. Oh, it is deep. That means he has been praying. Nothing. He said, me, Lord, I am not going here like Jacob until you bless me. I am not going. I will stay to see what you do. What you will tell me? He said unto him, what I shall answer when I am reproved. He was even willing to do whatever, even if God rebuked him. Then I said, and the Lord answered me. The Lord knew that Habakkuk might be very forgetful. He said, write the vision. And make it plain upon tablet. He said, write it down, Habakkuk. Habakkuk, last year you came here on this Sabbath to pray. Praise the Lord. I told you to do A, B, C, D. You didn't write it and you forgot. Write it down, Habakkuk. So that you don't forget. So that whoever reads it will remember. Praise the Lord. And he that he may run that readeth it. Run with a vision. Therefore the vision is yet for an appointed time. Wow. Somebody has an appointment with 2019. Praise the Lord. It's an appointed time. You know, I used to have a comic in those, I've forgotten the name of the comic, where the guy said he's a very patient guy. God, you know I've been patient with you. So he goes to pray to God on Monday. Say, God, do this for me, do this for me. On Tuesday, he was shouting, God, you've not answered. God, you've not answered. But I'm still patient. God, you've not answered. It is our God's own word. Timing. You have brought that request before God. God has told you what he wants you to do. Write it down. Some people say, God, I want it now. He's the divine orchestrator. He knows the best timing for that thing to benefit you. So when you receive the vision, ask God for the timing. I had an experience some years ago. God gave me a vision where I was working and told me the place will not survive consolidation. I saw it clearly and everything. Even the people that I will live with and everything. I started working ahead to make it, to fulfill God's given vision. I started working ahead. Because I already knew. I said, let me run. But I need something to say, God, when and how? So in my own ability, I got into more problems. Praise the Lord. But when I was done with being in trouble, and there was no way out, praise the Lord. And I said, God, help me. Sometimes the best prayers you can pray is just to shout, God, help me from a broken and a contrite heart. God, help me. When I got to that point, doors opened. I was called to come and take job another place. Somebody there just resigned and they just called me. It's not as if I knew that the person even resigned. Praise the Lord. Ask God for the timing. Get God's appointed time. He said, but at the end he shall speak and not lie. Don't eat tarry. Wait. Call me that Habakkuk was impatient. Say, Habakkuk, I know you very well. By the time you wait 6 months now, and this loyalty is not accomplished, you will have forgotten. He said, don't eat tarry. Do what? Wait. And that's the problem that some of us have. We don't have the staying ability with God. The moment you wait 1 month, 2 months, God has not answered. Like somebody said, I told God. You know, somebody came out to give a testimony one time, some years back, one of the church, one of their pastors. He said, I told God, if you don't answer me, I will stop serving you. I said, foolish man. There are seven, that was about 6 billion people who are trying to get God's attention. And you say you're taking yourself out of the equation. Whether he answers you or not, he's still God. Sometimes, no. Is what? An answer. My son, I do it a lot with him. Daddy, I want this. He said, I'm not giving you. I also, he said, why? Because I don't want to give you. I do it deliberately to teach him that it's not everything that you ask, you get in life. Praise the Lord. He said, but Daddy, why? I said, yes, Lord, I don't want to give you. It's my own. And I'm supposed not to do what? Give it to you. Same thing with God. If you have a child and he asks you to give him a burning a candle to play with, will you give him? If you have a child, maybe 5 years old, so that he give me the key to your car, I want to drive, will you give him? Why? How would you give him? It's not your son. Shall you say, ask and I will give you? Because you know, if you give him, he will kill himself. Some people have not entered into where God is taking them because they are not matured yet. If God will give you that 100 million job now you are looking for, you say, how do we pay the tithe? Is it gross or is it net? What does the pastor do in the church with the tithe church? You know, is this tithe not too much for pastor? You begin to ask questions that never crossed your mind. But when your tithe was 10,000 naira, you paid it happily. You didn't come out to die. You say, God, take it. He now increase you. So God wants to not give you that 100 million. And just said, Lord, he's not yet matured. If you give him this money now, he will say, hey! Like somebody said, I have suffered for a long time. I need to enjoy my life. The person will now stop coming to church. Next thing, the person will now buy a beautiful car. Next thing, in hotels, Sakari women. I say, brother, I don't mention anybody's name here. Brother, somebody, what happened now? We don't see fellowship again. And now I'm too busy. Is that for me busy? So sometimes when they look at you and they know that giving you this thing will make you not to serve. Everything is according to his word. His will. It means that you remain his child to the very end. And then if you give you that money, you will stop serving. He will not give it to you. Until you are matured to handle that money and still serve God, the money will not come. Many people have left church because God blessed them. Are you doubting me? Because God bless them. Praise the Lord. So he told Habakkuk, he may tarry, but wait, it will surely come. When you've made your plans in the Lord, and the Lord has given you a plan, hold on to it. You know, sometimes the problem that we have with God is that we make long-term plans and want God to answer something in the short term. Okay, God, I want to excel financially. Right? And maybe God has said, okay, you're going to excel financially, but I'm going to take you in phases for that financial excellence, right? Remember what he told the Israelites? He said, I am going to drive out the enemies gradually. So the white animals will not do what? What was God doing? As he was driving the enemy, he was multiplying his children and equipping them. Right? So maybe God wants to take you to that financial independence. And maybe the timeline set in heaven is 10 years. And God, you know, says, okay, the first 2 years, I'm going to equip him or her to do what? Handle money. Praise the Lord. After 2 years, say, God has not answered me. Because you want God to walk in your own timetable. Praise the Lord. Proverbs 19:21. There are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. Praise the Lord. You can have all your plans. If it's outside the Lord, only God's counsel will stand. Praise God. And finally, is that finally the fourth point? Praise the Lord. Be resolved to know the King and His kingdom. I'm going to just summarize it. That's what we've been talking about since we took off. If you're going to play that role in 2019, are you a kingdom ambassador? Praise the Lord. Are you planning to apply yourself in the kingdom? Matthew 6:33 says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Four phases that you have to impart the kingdom. The individual. Help me please. We'll be teaching this here. The individual, the family, and the nation, the community. So have you resolved as an individual to be a better person? To be positive minded? Some people are just depressed. They think of 20 years ago problem that they have no control anymore over. They think of yesterday's problem. Maybe, this year you've not accomplished what you accomplished. You carry it on your head. They now begin to think, next 2019, the problem, they will think about what has not happened that may never happen. By the time they finish carrying everything, so if you see them, they are walking, and they are sweating with their forehead. They're carrying the load of yesterday, load of today. And the load of years come on one hand. You might not see with their physical eyes. And they go into depression. Yesterday is gone. Put it behind you. And focus on God. Praise the Lord. And be positive. I've told you several stories here. I've seen people's life change. I've said over and over, there's a friend I used to have. He's a billionaire today. Some years back, he used to come to my house. Then I already had a house somewhere. I pack his baby boy. He'd be selling Augusta. Yes, sir. Help me do this. It took a change of government. And somebody he met, you know the way you have come, he said, come and be my chairman, sir. I thought the person had come up to you, just put his name there. And the person happened to be in government. And that was how his life changed. Today, he has tank farms. He has filling stations. He's even going into, he's into fertilizer, so many other things. He has a plan. So don't give up on God. Don't think your life, because, you know, He pains me, and I'm pained when people take their life. I'm like, so they have written God off. Job lost everything. But at the right time, God raised him again. Don't allow anybody to write you off. Don't even write yourself off. You didn't create yourself. Are you the one that created yourself? So why would you want to end it all? Even if you've lost all, be positive. I know my Redeemer liveth. As long as the Lord liveth, you will bounce back. Trust me. So then when I look at my younger brother, I laugh. 2 years, 3 years back, if I enter Abuja, he will come to pick me up. Then he say, please put fuel inside my car. Praise the Lord. Then, please, I'm not eating. Can we have lunch? I said, What kind of money? I'm coming to carry me. I'm putting money in your car and I'm giving you lunch. You just say, you know now. But God just opened the door for him. He's an architect. And he built several houses. His life has changed. If you don't know his story, I can't even do this kind of for me. I turned him on anyway. But I saw him move. Just what I'm saying. I know when everything was nothing to eat. So don't ever give up. No matter how tough things are, hold on to God. 2019 will be your year. Trust him absolutely. Understand his will. Seek to know his will. To do his will. Stay in the place of prayer. Write the vision down. Even if it's tarried, hold on to it. Be determined to do the will of God. Put the kingdom first. Be positive as an individual. The next one is a family. Family is everything. Why do I say so? Because if the society can fix the family, they can fix the broken society. Spend time with your children. Spend time with your children. Raise an altar in the house. Spend time. Sometimes people think it's money. I've bought my wife a new car now. What does she need? I have bought, giving her a good house. Giving her a good car. Uh-huh. Then you spend all your time in the nightclub with the boys. So the woman is married but is still single. The children claim to be have a father but they have an uncle at home. When the man comes back very late in the night, early in the morning he's gone out again. What kind of children are we raising? They will grow up thinking that is how to raise a home. And they will never stay at home. But you know, sometimes we say we want change in the bigger society. But nobody's prepared to be that what? Change. Be determined to change yourself, your family. Of course, church work. Church is like a model for the world to copy. Today, the church is copying the world. It's not supposed to be so. Praise the Lord. Be committed in church activity. God, answer me. God, do this for me. Well, they're not saying here, we need workers. Workers. Some people will sit there, they look at pastor, they admire pastor. They will clap, they will laugh. They come in, everything is working okay. I came in this morning, I was so happy when I came in from entrance. Everywhere I was swept. I saw the workers, you know, they were sweeping, you know. You won't know what goes on. You come to church, everything is okay. Everywhere is neat. The AC is blowing. You feel cool. You just praise God and you go. And you don't want to play any role in being the kingdom of God. They are saying, God, help me. Like I always say, if the reason why we give our lives to Christ is to go to heaven, the day you give your life to Christ, what happens? You die. So there won't be any need to tempt you. But God is leaving you and I here to do what? To work for him. To be part of the kingdom, as it is in heaven, be brought down here on earth. We are the kingdom ambassadors. Come in here and be trained and be built so you can go out there and impact your own circle of influence. Praise the Lord. And of course, the community. Be the kingdom representative in your community. Do your work in your office as unto what? Unto God. Your employer has paid for your time. Praise the Lord. So spend that time and do the work. Be a good example. And finally, be prepared for the return of Jesus. You know, we talk about Jesus coming back, right? But let's be honest with that. Who takes it very serious? Can I see your hand? If you know you take this, that Jesus can come tomorrow. Can I see your hand? Not lip service. See? Thank God I have people who are honest. We say, oh, Jesus will come tomorrow. We are preparing for his coming. How many people are what? Prepared. So in making the New Year resolution, the last one, be prepared for his coming. Two things can happen. The day we die, our own Jesus has come. Why do I say so? Hebrews, is it 7:27, right? 9:27, there is no repentance there. In the grave, when you die, that opportunity is gone. Then he can come any moment. So in all our planning, let us plan that Christ can come anytime. So as we plan for 2019, I want you to spend time in the presence of God. I want you to ask God to help you to understand His will for you. I want you to resolve to do the will of God for you. I want you to tarry in the place of prayer to receive that God-given vision. I want you to determine in your heart that you put the kingdom first in everything that you do. And above all, let us also prepare for the coming of our Lord Jesus. Let's bow down our heads. Before you make that New Year resolution, consider these things. I want you to begin to pray right now. God has good plans for you and I. Plans of good and not of evil. 2019 is a great year. Oh, a wonderful year. Because the snare is broken. As I was praying and asking God what for the year, He said, the snare is broken. I don't know. But the snare is broken. That means there's freedom, there's liberty. The captives will be set free in this nation. The snare is broken. Ask God to give you that God-given vision for 2019. Ask Him to give you that vision for 2019. And most importantly, is to submit yourself to God. You cannot be asking God to give you a vision for 2019 when you have not identified with Him. And I want to make an altar call this morning. You want to say, Lord Jesus, 2018 is going, and the best gift I want to give to you is to make you my Lord and Savior. This morning, I yield. This morning, I submit myself to you.
Thank you for listening. We believe you have been blessed. For more information, kindly fellowship with us on Wednesdays by 6:30 p.m. for our midweek services and Sundays by 9 a.m. for our family services at number 209 Muriokola Street, Victoria Island, Lagos. Or visit us on Facebook at Kingdom Disciples Assembly.